Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yushalmi Brachas Daf Mem Aleph. We are starting the second to last narrow line with the words Tefillin. And in the Vilna source of daf, it's Chav Ches Amud Aleph, the eighth line at the end of the line. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sar, Basib Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, the previous Gemara, we were talking about how to treat a Sefer Torah properly. Now we go on to talk about Tefillin. Tefillin, the Gemara says, Toil Oysan Me Rashoy Samita. A person can hang his Tefillin from the head of the bed, Ve'ena Toil Oysan Me Raglai Samita, but he's not allowed to hang them from the foot of the bed. It's not respectful to hang his Tefillin where his feet go. And Rav Shmuel says, the name of Rabbi Vo and the name of Rabbi Lazar, B'shem Rabbi Chanina, the Rebbe Hayatolas HaTfilin B'merashoyz Hamita, Rebbe used to hang his tefillin by the head of the bed, not from the head of the bed, but near the head of the bed, either on a hook or on a peg or something like that. Now, when we're talking about hanging tefillin, we're not talking about hanging the tefillin while they're in the bag, meaning hanging the bag of the tefillin. We're talking about hanging the tefillin themselves, meaning taking the tefillin that are actually placed on the arm and head and hanging those from a hook or from the bed. And Chizkiah tells us, B'shem Rabbi Vo, Ubovad lo yavid kahadein in taikalara, as long as a person doesn't hang them like a basket. Ela tefillin milamalon v'ritzuas milamaton. The tefillin, meaning the box, goes above and the straps go below. A basket is hung the other way around. The straps or the rope holding the basket gets hung on the hook and the basket hangs down. Tefillin are not allowed to be hung like that. The box of the tefillin has to go on the hook and the straps are supposed to be hanging down. And now that we quoted Rebbe, we're going to have something else from him. Tana Rav Chalafta ben Shol, ha'itesh b'tfilasai, someone that sneezes in the middle of davening. Simon Raloi, that's a bad omen for him. Hadadat amr milamata, that's referring to a sneeze from below, meaning passing gas. Aval milamala loy, but if a person sneezes from above, meaning he actually lets out a sneeze from his nose, that's okay. And actually, the Bavli says that it's a good sign for him to sneeze while he's davening. And Asi Dabar Rav Chanina, this is like what Rav Chanina said, Anir Isis Rebbe, I saw Rebbe, mefahe ki yond uma'ate, sheni sneezed, v'noisen yod val piv, he covered his mouth when he did so, aval loy roikek, but he wouldn't spit. Rabbi Yechon says, afilu roikek, a person is allowed to spit while davening, kadei shei kosei naki, so that his mouth can be clean. If the saliva is bothering him from davening properly, so he is allowed to spit. Now, lefanav aser, he's not allowed to spit in front of him, the shechina is there. La'achrav mutter, he is allowed to spit behind him. Liminoi aser, don't spit to the right of him, that's where the shechina is, it's much more chashav. L'smoilei mutter, he is allowed to spit to the left of him. And adahi dechsev, that's what it says in the pasuk, ki pal mitzidcha elef, and the pasuk continues, urvava miminecha. Translation of the pasuk is that 1,000 shall fall to your side, referring to the left side, and revava is a myriad or 10,000 to your right side. So we see that the right side has more chashivas than the left, so if a person is going to spit while davening, he should not do so to the right side. Now, kol ha'amaydaya, everyone agrees, b'ha'hein d'rakak itzelin, that if a person spits casually, to who usher, that's usher. If a person spits in the middle of davening because he has saliva in his mouth, that's okay. But if he's just spitting casually, just stam, just to spit, that's not okay. Now, there are those that have the exact opposite girsa, that kol ha'amaydaya, b'ha'hein d'rakak itzelin, to who mutter, that it's mutter. And this is referring to spitting into an itzelin, and itzelin over here is a garment. If a person spits into a garment, so it's being absorbed in the garment, and it's not there in front of him, so then it's okay. He says, if a person spits in shul, even not in the middle of davening, it's as if he's spitting in the pupil of Hashem's eye. It's improper to spit in shul, just stam. Rabbi Yehuda, he would spit, but then he would rub it in with his foot, so there isn't just spit lying in the middle of the shul. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel bar Chalafta, who quotes B'shem Rabbi Adbar Yachva, Hamespalel, when a person's davening, al yorek, he should not spit until he walks 4 amos. Meaning, if he wants to spit while he's davening, he should walk 4 amos away, and then he can spit. And Amar Biyasi Rab Oven, if a person spat, he shouldn't continue davening until he walks 4 amos. And Tani, we have a brisa, hamispal. One that's davening, al yatal samayim, he should not urinate, aje halach arba amos, until he walks 4 amos away, and then he can urinate. V'chein, similarly, hamatal mayim, someone that urinated, al yispal, he shouldn't daven in that place, aje halach arba amos, until he walks 4 amos away, and then he can daven. Now, Rav Yaakov Racha says, lo yisayv davar, aje halach arba amos. This doesn't mean that ultimately he has to actually physically walk 4 amos away, ela filu shaha, kidehi loch arba amos. If he waited the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos, then it's okay. So if he's davening and he urinates or he spits, he should wait 4 amos until he continues. But he doesn't actually have to walk 4 amos away. And Omar Vami, he supports this and he explains, Im Omer Ato Ache Halech Arba Amos, Hey Osir, if you want to say that it's Osir for him to daven until he walks 4 amos away, so Ani Omer, I would say, Acher Bav Hitelsham, maybe somebody else had come and urinated over there, and that means that a person's never going to be able to daven anywhere. If you're going to say, no davening in place where a person urinated, so if he urinates over here, he has to walk 4 amos away, well, maybe someone had urinated over there in the place where he walked, so he's never going to be able to daven anywhere. So it must be the Iker Pshat is that he has to wait the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos, and then he continue davening. Now going back to what we were discussing in the previous daf, a person davening when there's tzaya there. Rav Abba tells us b'shem Rav, tzaya achetibash ke'etzem. A person is not allowed to daven by tzaya, by excrement, until it completely has dried out like a bone. Mayim calls man shem atfichin, water, meaning urine, a person is not allowed to daven near if it's able to make something something else wet. But if there isn't enough moisture over here that it's able to make something else wet, then he can daven there. Now, Geniva Amar, Geniva says, Mayim called Manshei Shuma Nikar, a person's not allowed to daven by urine as long as one can still tell that there's urine here. There's a Rysham, there's some sort of mark over here, there's still perhaps a little bit of dampness in the ground, a person's not allowed to daven there. So we see that Geniva is more Machmir than Rav Abba B'Shem Rav with urine. Now, Mem Alpha on Beza on the top, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, in regards to Tzaya, Achi Yikru Paneha, a person is not allowed to daven by it until it forms a crust on top. But once the entire surface area of the Tzaya has formed a crust, it's okay to daven there. And Shimon Barva B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan also says, Achi Yikru Paneha, until there's a crust formed on the Tzaya. Now, Rav Yirmiyah said in the name of Zaira, B'Shem Rav, who quoted Rav, so now we have a different quote of what Rav said, Tzaya, filo asui ke'etzem asura, excrement, even if it became as dry as an etzem, as dry as a bone, it's asur to daven or say dvarim shev kedusha by it. Now Shmuel Amar Shmuel had said, as we just quoted previously, achikim upaneha, it's asur to daven or learn by tzaya until it has a crust by it. Shemin barva, Amar B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, also achikim upaneha. Now Amar Chizki, he asks the following question, Rav Abba machmir b'mayim yosim in atzaya. It seems to be that Rav Abba is being more machmir with mayim, with urine, than with tzaya. But really, we should not be more machmir with meiraglayim. Now Amar Leir Rav Mana asks Chizkiya, min hadad de geniva. What about from the statement of geniva? Geniva was even more machmir with meiraglayim than Rav Abba. So why are you censoring Rav Abba for being too machmir with meiraglayim? So Amar Leih Chizkiya told Rav Mana, I'm not specifically talking about Rav Abba's meiraglayim psak. I'm talking about his tzaya psak. Afilo asui ke'etzem asura. I hold that it should be asur to daven or say dvarim shev kedusha by tzaya, even if it's as dry as a bone. And why is that? Mipnei shemashmash akayim, because it still exists. Meaning we still have tzaya in front of us. It might be dry as a bone, but it's still there. Whereas mayim, when we're talking about meiraglayim, emash mashakayim, once it's absorbed into the ground, we don't have the actual thing itself. There might be a little bit of moisture still here, but we don't have the actual meiraglayim present. So Chizkiya is basically saying, I have nothing wrong with this sheet of meiraglayim, it's a sheet with tzaya that's too makel. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with halacha vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.